Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Have you ever felt like a volcano on the brink of exploding, with that pressure in your chest and the feeling that stress is consuming your life? It's not just a bad day. It's a silent thief lurking in every corner of your routine, ready to snatch away your peace and moments of happiness. But enough is enough. Stoic philosophy reminds us that although we can't control everything that happens to us, we can always choose how to respond. So before you allow stress to turn you into an emotional zombie, take a pause, breathe deeply, and reflect. This is your moment to regain the control and serenity you deserve. In today's episode, I'll share with you 10 valuable lessons that will remind you that you are the sun capable of dissipating that shadow. The last lesson will leave you speechless, so don't miss it. But before we begin, listen to this story that will illustrate the wisdom behind this content. Once upon a time, in a quiet coastal village, there was a young woman named Maria, known for her dedication as a weaver. Every day, Maria created beautiful tapestries, appreciated by her clients for their quality and detail. However, over time, the workload increased and Maria felt overwhelmed by the growing expectations and pressing deadlines. One afternoon, after several days without rest, she noticed that her hands were trembling and her mind was saturated with worries. Stress enveloped her like a relentless storm. Although her body and mind were begging for rest, Maria continued working, ignoring the signs of fatigue. One day, while walking along the beach to get some fresh air, she encountered an elderly woman observing the sea with astounding calmness. Drawn by the woman's serenity, Maria approached her. The old woman looked at her and, without Maria saying a word, remarked, "The sea is always in motion, but that doesn't stop it from being beautiful. Even in its constant agitation, it knows when to pause and calm itself." Those words resonated in Maria's heart, and she realized that she had allowed stress to steal her peace and the joy of her craft. She decided to make a change. From then on, whenever worries weighed on her, Maria would pause, take a deep breath, and go for a walk along the beach. Over time, she learned to work with serenity, knowing that she shouldn't let stress dictate her life. The tapestries she created began to reflect her newfound state of peace, and her clients noticed a special glow in her work. The moral of this story is that in life we face waves of stress that can seem overwhelming. But if we learn to stop, breathe, and find moments of calm, we not only preserve our health, but also the beauty and joy in everything we do. Before we start with the first lesson, if you find these episodes helpful, I encourage you to subscribe and activate notifications to stay updated with the latest content. Let's begin. 1. The silent enemy. Have you ever felt like a balloon about to burst? That pressure in your chest, that tension that prevents you from breathing, as if 1,000 invisible hands were pressing down on you, is stress. It's not just a trendy word. It's a silent enemy that sneaks into every corner of your life, ready to rob you of peace and even shorten your years. So why not take a look and explore what we can do about it? After all, we don't want stress to turn us into apathetic zombies who can barely get out of bed. First, let's talk about common causes of stress. From work pressure to the constant struggle to find a balance between work and personal life, modern life feels like a battlefield. And of course, if we add personal problems, complicated relationships, and self-imposed expectations, Stress not only affects your mental health, but also has a physical impact you can't ignore. It can manifest as headaches, insomnia, fatigue, and even more serious problems like hypertension. It's like having a monster that, instead of making noise, quietly infiltrates your life, draining your energy and happiness, feeding on your fears and worries. But what can you do to stop this thief of peace? One option is to practice Stoic philosophy. Stoics teach us that although life is full of things we can't control, our reaction to them is what really matters. So instead of letting stress overwhelm you, why not take a deep breath and reflect? Imagine that stress is like heavy traffic on a highway. Instead of losing your cool and yelling, you could put on some good music and enjoy the journey, even if it's slow. An effective technique is meditation. Don't worry, you don't have to become a Tibetan monk. You only need a few minutes a day to sit in silence, close your eyes, and breathe. With each inhalation, imagine filling your mind with calm, and with each exhalation, release some of that burden you carry with you. It may sound cliche, but it works. Try meditating before an important meeting, and you'll see the difference. Another strategy is exercise. You don't need to become an Olympic athlete, but a brisk walk can work wonders, releasing endorphins, happiness hormones, and giving your mind a break. Remember, stress is like a thief. If you let it in, it takes your joy. Exercise, meditate, and learn to set boundaries. It's not selfishness, it's survival. Stress is that annoying companion who, if you allow it, will stay with you, but you have the power to expel it. Practice Stoic philosophy. Meditate, exercise, and above all, remember that you have control over your time and peace. The next time you feel stress taking over your life, take a deep breath and decide not to let it in. Keep in mind that stress is just a shadow, and you are the sun that can dispel it. 2. Warning signs. Have you ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster, not knowing if the next turn will be exciting or terrifying? Stress. That old acquaintance that sneaks into our lives uninvited. The good news is that you can learn to identify its signals before it dominates you and turns you into someone irritable, like a cat whose tail has been soaked. Here we'll analyze how to detect those first symptoms of stress, differentiate them from other emotions, and give you some tools so that stress doesn't steal the life you want. First, how do we know it's stress and not just a bad day? Imagine your body is like a car. If you start hearing strange noises like a screeching in the brakes, it's probably not just the vehicle acting up. Similarly, when you feel constant pressure in your chest, have difficulty concentrating, or find yourself in a constant state of irritation, your body is speaking to you. Another clear sign that stress is knocking on your door is insomnia. If you wake up at 3 a.m., staring at the ceiling and thinking about all the emails you forgot to respond to, stress has already taken its place in your mind. Insomnia and anxiety are like those friends who always bring drama to the party. If you don't invite them, you ensure a much quieter night. Don't forget the physical reactions. Persistent headaches, neck tension, or stomach discomfort can be cries for help from your body. Here's the interesting part. We often confuse stress with other emotions, like sadness or frustration. The difference is clear. Stress makes you feel as if your mind is running a marathon, while sadness takes you to the couch with a box of tissues. What can you do to keep stress from controlling you? Here are some strategies. First, conscious breathing. Yes, I know it sounds like a yoga mantra, but breathe deeply through your nose and release the air through your mouth. Do it a few times and you'll notice how your mind begins to calm down. It's like giving your brain a break, which it probably needs after being in survival mode. Then, Stoic philosophy. Stoics believe that the key to happiness lies in accepting what you can't change and focusing on what you can control. You can't control traffic or your boss's attitude, so accept that you can't change it and move on. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of talking to someone. It could be a friend, a family member, or even a therapist. Sometimes, venting can be the best antidote to stress, like a good cup of coffee in the morning that wakes you up and gives you the boost you so desperately need. Identifying and managing stress doesn't have to be a monumental task. Learn to recognize the warning signs and act before stress takes over your life. Remember, as the saying goes, better safe than sorry. So don't let stress steal the best of you. With a bit of practice and the right mindset, you can take the reins of your life and enjoy the ride, even when the roller coaster gets a little rough. As Marcus Aurelius said in his Meditations, those who don't learn to control stress will ultimately be controlled by it. 3. The vicious circle of stress. Have you ever felt that stress is like that friend who doesn't know when to leave? It follows you everywhere, from work to bed, and seems to feed on your worries and anxieties. If you thought you could get rid of it with a few deep breaths and an extra coffee, surprise, you're in the middle of a vicious cycle fueled by habits and negative thoughts. But don't worry, because today we're going to talk about how to break that wheel and take back your life. Your mind is like a garden. If you allow weeds to grow, they'll eventually choke out the flowers you cherish. That's how stress works. It starts with a negative thought like, I don't have enough time to finish this, and then turns into a seven-headed monster yelling, you're not going to make it. Each time you feed that thought, you're watering those weeds, making them bigger and harder to remove. Stress doesn't sit still. It likes to move and expand. You wake up feeling a bit overwhelmed, and before you know it, you're tossing and turning at 3 a.m., replaying every mistake of the last few years. Who needs enemies when you have your own mind? Here's where Stoic philosophy comes in. The Stoics not only focused on controlling their emotions, but also knew how to put things into perspective. When you feel stress wrapping around you, remember that you can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control how you react. Changing your focus is key. Instead of thinking, I can't do this, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? This small shift in mindset is like using a trimmer on your mental garden. You cut those weeds before they turn into an impenetrable forest. Another technique is the practice of gratitude. It may sound a bit cheesy, I know, but writing down three things you're grateful for at the end of the day can help shift your focus from the negative to the positive. Just as the sun disperses the shadow, gratitude can dissipate those heavy thoughts that weigh on you. Also, don't underestimate the power of a good night's sleep. In our society, it's easy to forget that sleep is a necessity, not a luxury. Lack of sleep fuels stress, so give yourself permission to rest. Make your bed your best friend, and your pillow your refuge. It's amazing how a few hours of sleep can change your outlook on the world. Breaking the cycle of stress isn't easy, but it's not impossible either. Remember that every time you find yourself caught in that negative spiral, you have the power to stop and breathe. Whether it's through Stoic philosophy, gratitude, or simply giving yourself a moment of peace, you're the gardener of your mind, so what are you going to plant today? As Mario Alonso Puig says, stress is just a disguised thief that takes the best of you, but you have the key to throw it out. 4. The time trap. Have you ever felt that time slips through your fingers, like holding a bag of sand instead of a clock? Welcome to the club. We live in an era where stress over lack of time seems like a badge of honor. But surprise, this approach, in addition to being exhausting, can make your productivity plummet. Stoic philosophy teaches us to be masters of our time, and maybe we should pay more attention to its lessons. Imagine your day as a train journey. You have a destination, a series of stops, and of course, a schedule to follow. But instead of enjoying the scenery, you spend the trip stressed, checking the clock every 2 minutes, wondering if you'll arrive on time. That's modern life. We rush so much to reach our goals that we forget to enjoy the ride. Stress not only affects your well-being, but also reduces your productivity, like a clever thief who steals your ability to be efficient. How to manage this time trap? The answer isn't as complicated as it seems. First, prioritize and simplify your tasks. If your to-do list looks more like an endless scroll than a simple notepad, it's time for some cleanup. Ask yourself what tasks are really essential and which are just background noise. Sometimes less is more, and dedicating time to what truly matters will allow you to be more efficient. Setting boundaries is another fundamental key. Imagine your time as a pie. If you're always giving enormous slices to others, you'll have nothing left for yourself. Learn to say no without feeling guilty. The time you save by refusing unnecessary commitments is time you can dedicate to your own goals. Remember, you're not a favor machine, and it's okay to say no. Furthermore, mindfulness plays an important role. Instead of worrying about what's coming next, try to be present in the moment. Stoic philosophy teaches us to focus on what we can control. Spend a few minutes a day breathing and centering yourself. This not only calms your mind, but also improves your ability to focus on what really matters. Don't forget the importance of real rest. If you work nonstop, you're likely to feel like a car that's run out of gas. Take a breather, do something you enjoy, whether it's reading a good book or going for a walk. Recharging will allow you to return to your tasks with a new perspective and more energy. Finally, reconsidering your concept of success can free you from stress. Success doesn't have to be an endless marathon of tasks. Maybe it's simply enjoying the day without the pressure of time crushing you. Changing your mindset about what it means to be productive can allow you to find a more authentic way to work and live. So the next time you feel like time is slipping away and stress is chasing you like a rabid dog, remember that you have the power to change the situation. Don't let stress steal your life. Learn to manage your time wisely and, above all, enjoy the journey. At the end of the day, it's not just about how much you do, but about how you live. As Epictetus said, time is a gift, not a burden. Learn to wrap it in gratitude, not in stress. 5. Strategies for inner peace. Have you ever felt like a juggler in a circus, trying to keep several balls in the air while a band of clowns plays loudly? That's modern life. Stress has become the unwanted travel companion who never leaves, but there are ways to put an end to it. Today, we'll explore some strategies to regain your inner peace and prevent stress from robbing you of life because, let's be honest, we already have enough problems without adding another one. Stress is a thief that sneaks in the middle of the night, taking away the most valuable thing you have, your peace. When you feel overwhelmed, your mind works like an old television, full of interference, distortions, and of course without a clear signal. This is where some practical techniques can help you keep that thief at bay. First, let's talk about meditation. You don't need to go to a mountain monastery or dress like a monk. Meditation can be as simple as sitting in a comfortable place and closing your eyes for a few minutes. Focus your mind on your breathing. Inhale deeply and exhale all that anxiety-laden air. It's like giving your brain a breather, allowing it to reset and return to its normal state. And if you're worried about not knowing what to think about, don't stress. Just watch your thoughts pass by like clouds in a blue sky. Remember that, even for Stoics, we can't control everything we think, but we can control how we react to those thoughts. Another technique is mindful breathing. Did you know that your breathing is like a remote control for changing your mood? When you're stressed, your breathing becomes shallow and fast, but if you pause and breathe deeply, you can trick your body into relaxing. Try inhaling through your nose for 4 seconds, hold the air for another 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth for 6. Do this a few times, and you'll see how your body feels less like a battlefield and more like a place of peace. Now, we can't talk about inner peace without mentioning mindfulness. This concept is simple. It's about being present in the here and now.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now, without distractions. For example, when you have a cup of tea, do it consciously. Observe the color of the liquid, feel the warmth of the cup in your hands, and enjoy every sip as if it were your first time. It's an act of moving meditation, and by doing so, you anchor yourself in the present, far from the worries that threaten to steal your life. Don't let stress rob you of life. Through meditation, mindful breathing, and mindfulness, you can regain control and overthrow that thief of peace. Remember, life is a journey, and you are the driver. Don't let stress take the wheel. The next time you feel chaos taking over you, remember that you can always stop, breathe, and recenter yourself. As Marian Rojas rightly said, calm is the art of letting the world turn without falling off the tightrope. So take the reins and choose peace. 6. The art of letting go. Have you noticed that sometimes you try so hard to control your life that you end up feeling like a juggler in a circus, trying to keep all the balls in the air? The truth is that in our constant quest for control, we forget something fundamental. Stress is not a good companion. On the contrary, it's that friend who shows up to the party uninvited and stays until the end, even when you're already exhausted. The first step to freeing yourself from stress is to recognize that not everything is under your control. Yes, I know, this can seem terrifying, like jumping out of a plane without knowing if the parachute will open. But here's the trick. Sometimes holding on to things we can't change is like trying to hold sand between your fingers. The tighter you grip, the more it slips away. Accepting that there are things you simply can't control is the first step toward freedom. And who doesn't want a bit more freedom in their life? When you're in the middle of a storm, you have two options. Fight against the wind and waves, or find a safe place and wait for it to pass. Stoic philosophy teaches us that instead of clinging to the helm of a sinking ship, we should learn to swim and let the current carry us to a safer place. This doesn't mean giving up, but rather making peace with the reality that there are things you can't change. But how do you start letting go of control? A good practice is to do a control inventory. Make a list of the things you can really control, and another of those you can't. Sometimes, seeing things on paper can be enlightening. For example, you can control your reactions, your attitude, and your decisions. However, you can't control traffic, the weather, or what others think of you. When you accept this, it's like lifting a weight off your shoulders. You stop carrying a backpack full of stones and start walking lighter. Practicing gratitude is also an excellent way to reduce stress. Instead of focusing on what you don't have or what you can't change, look around and appreciate what's already present in your life. Do this daily. It's like adjusting the lens of a camera. When you change the focus, you can see beauty in what once seemed blurry. Another strategy is meditation, yes, meditation again. Although some may see it as mystical or distant, taking a few minutes a day to breathe and be present can work wonders. You don't need to be a Zen master. With just 5 minutes a day, you can start feeling more in control and less like a swinging pendulum. The art of letting go is a skill that needs cultivating, not an instant achievement. Over time, you'll realize that you can live lighter, enjoying the moment without the burden of stress. So the next time you feel that stress is stealing your life, remember that sometimes letting go is the best way to stay on course. Burn this into your mind. Letting go isn't losing, but gaining the freedom to be yourself. Seven, the connection between body and mind. Have you ever wondered why, despite having it all under control, there always seems to be a cloud of stress hovering over you? Stress, that old acquaintance, sits at your table, grabs the remote control, and decides when to interrupt your rest. But don't worry, because today we'll talk about how taking care of your body can be the key to calming your mind. So sit back and let's uncover this connection. The relationship between physical and mental well-being is closer than you might think. Imagine your body as a well-oiled machine. If one part fails, the whole system is affected. In this case, if you don't take care of your body, your mind won't just stand by. Stress, that spark that can unleash chaos in your life, feeds on lack of exercise, a poor diet, and insomnia. To combat it, here are some recommendations that could save you from becoming an anxiety-ridden hermit. First, let's talk about exercise. I know it can sound intimidating for some, but think of exercise as an act of rebellion against stress. You don't have to be a professional athlete. Start with short walks. As an old friend used to say, every small action is the first step toward a bigger change. Remember, it's not about running marathons, but about taking small steps that help clear your mind. Then, let's talk about food. If you choose to feed yourself with fast food and sugars, don't be surprised if your mind starts spinning like a hamster on a wheel. Eating well, with fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, is an effective way to keep stress at bay. So the next time you're tempted by a bag of chips, ask yourself, do I want a few hours of satisfaction or a stress-free future? Finally, rest. Most of us act as if sleep were a luxury rather than a necessity. Sleeping isn't just closing your eyes. It's the way your body and mind reset. Dedicate time to a good sleep routine. Your mind needs that space to process and recover from the day. Think of your mind as software. If you don't update and reboot it, you'll end up with a slow, buggy program. Remember, taking care of your body isn't just about looking good, but about feeling good on the inside. Establish a balance between exercise, a healthy diet, and adequate rest. Life is too short to live it with a mind clouded by stress, so why not start today? 8. Define your priorities and purposes. Have you ever stopped to think about what really matters in your life? Because let's face it, if we follow the frantic pace of modern life, it seems like we're all trapped in an endless race, chasing expectations that we don't even know where they came from. It's like we're chasing a ghost that never stops. So why not take a breath and reflect on our priorities and purposes? This can be like a lighthouse in the fog, guiding us to a safe harbor, far from the stress that often robs us of life. Let's start by talking about priorities. Often we fill ourselves with tasks, commitments, and should-dos that keep us busy. But are we really achieving something meaningful? It's like having a closet full of clothes and still complaining that you have nothing to wear. The key here is to clean up. Ask yourself what really matters. It might be family, friends, or even a forgotten passion that once made you feel alive. Stoic philosophy teaches us that we should focus on what we can control and let go of what we can't. Make a list of your priorities and start eliminating what doesn't align with your purpose. A simple technique you can use is the method of the three Stoic questions. First, ask yourself, does this contribute to my well-being? Second, does this bring me closer to my goals? And finally, will this make me proud of myself? If the answer is no to more than one of these questions, maybe it's time to remove that element from your life. Now let's talk about purpose. What makes you get up each morning with the desire to conquer the day? Often, purpose isn't a final destination, but a series of small actions that are in tune with your values. Imagine you're putting together a puzzle. Each piece is a daily action that contributes to the bigger picture of who you want to be. Sometimes we forget that these small acts, like helping a neighbor or dedicating time to a hobby, can bring deep meaning to our lives. If you feel that stress is stealing that sense of purpose, try implementing a gratitude practice. Every day, write down three things you're grateful for. This not only focuses your mind on the positive, but also reminds you of what really matters. Taking control of your priorities and rediscovering your purpose can be a transformative journey. Don't let stress rob you of the life you want. Remember that each day is a new opportunity to make adjustments and prioritize what really matters. If the Stoics taught us anything, it's that tranquility is found in acceptance and in the direction we choose. So go ahead, dust off that priority list, and start living with purpose. As Brian Tracy aptly says, life is like a book. If you don't set your priorities, others will write your story. 9. Healthy relationships. Have you ever thought about the impact your relationships have on your stress level? It's an important question. Often, we allow the drama of others to rob us of peace or, worse, ruin our day. Life is full of interactions that can be as refreshing as a sea breeze or as heavy as a pressure cooker about to explode. If you want to stop letting stress steal your life, here are some reflections on how to cultivate healthy relationships with a touch of empathy and clear boundaries. Interpersonal relationships are a double-edged sword. On one hand, they can be your refuge, that warm cup of coffee on a cold day. On the other, they can become a constant source of stress, like that coworker who decides to tell you their life story at 8 a.m. If you don't manage these connections properly, stress can accumulate like a snowball rolling downhill. But not all is lost. This is where empathy and boundaries come into play. Empathy, that ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, is like the glue that holds healthy relationships together. It helps you understand the needs and emotions of others, but be careful. Don't confuse empathy with the obligation to solve everyone else's problems. Here is where boundaries become essential. Setting clear boundaries is like building a wall around your personal garden. It protects what you've worked so hard to cultivate and ensures that only people who truly add to your life come in. Let's talk about some strategies to manage stress in your relationships. First, practice active listening. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything the other person says, but it allows them to feel heard. Sometimes just listening is more effective than offering a quick solution. Then, take a pause and evaluate your environment. Are you surrounded by people who add or subtract? If your friends are more like a gray cloud than a ray of sunshine, maybe it's time to look for a new group. Remember that your time and energy are valuable resources. Don't waste them on toxic relationships that only bring stress into your life. Lastly, don't forget to take care of yourself. Stoic philosophy teaches us to focus on what we can control. Take a small inventory of your own emotions and needs. Practice self-care. Set moments aside for yourself and say no when necessary. Life is too short to say yes to everything others ask of you. Cultivating healthy relationships isn't just a whim. It's a necessity if you want to keep stress at bay. Empathy and boundaries are your best allies on this journey. Remember that you're not here to carry everyone else's weight. Learn to balance your interactions and let relationships nurture rather than drain you. Relationships are like plants. They need attention, but also space to grow. So as you navigate this sea of interactions, keep sight of what truly matters. If you ever feel that stress is about to steal your life, remember, those who don't know how to set boundaries are destined to become a battleground. 10. Living with serenity. Have you ever wondered why, despite your best intentions, stress seems to be the most faithful companion in your life? It's like that friend who shows up uninvited to the party and stays until dawn. Modern life, with its frantic pace and unreachable expectations, often leaves us feeling like a cat stuck in a tree, nervous, agitated, and clueless about how to climb down. But what if I told you that you can live with serenity and free yourself from that burden? Stoic philosophy, which is essentially a guide for facing life, offers us a refreshing perspective. It's not about living like a monk isolated on a mountain, but about finding calm amidst the chaos. Imagine that your mind is like an ocean. Storms may rage on the surface, but in the depths, there is always peace. So, how can you navigate these turbulent waters without drowning in stress? First, it's essential to recognize that stress is largely a matter of perspective. Think about that time you had to submit a work project. As the deadline approached, it felt like the world was crashing down. But what if, instead of focusing on the fear of failure, you viewed that deadline as an opportunity to prove what you're capable of? This is where cognitive restructuring comes in, which involves changing the way you think about things. By doing this, you turn stress into a challenge, not an enemy. Another effective strategy is the technique of conscious breathing. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment and breathe. Inhale deeply, counting to four, hold your breath for four, and then exhale slowly to the count of four. Repeat this exercise a few times and you'll notice how your mind clears, like restarting a computer when it starts to lag. Sometimes a small reset is all you need to keep going. Don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you have and what you've achieved. Make a mental list of three things you're grateful for. By focusing on the positive, you minimize the influence of stress. It's like choosing to see the glass half full instead of half empty. Let's be realistic. There's no magical solution to eliminate stress overnight. Living with serenity is a process that requires patience and practice. You can start implementing these strategies into your daily routine. But the important thing is to be consistent. Dedicate a few minutes each day to meditation or mindfulness. This will not only help you maintain balance, but will also allow you to make clearer, less impulsive decisions. Don't let stress steal your life. Instead, turn it into a tool that pushes you towards serenity. At the end of the day, it's about finding that space in your mind where the storm becomes calm, where chaos transforms into clarity. As Seneca said, stress is only the shadow of a misdirected thought. The next time you feel stress taking over, remember that you have the power to change the narrative. Serenity is just a breath away. If you've made it this far, you're taking an important step toward reclaiming your peace and facing stress in a more conscious and constructive way. This journey toward serenity and self-care doesn't end here. It's a continuous process that requires dedication and, above all, a commitment to yourself. Daily practice of these strategies can make all the difference between a life consumed by stress and a life lived with purpose, balance, and calm. Before we say goodbye, I'd like to remind you that you're not alone on this path. Experiences and challenges are shared by many, and each of us has the opportunity to learn and grow from them. So, if these ideas and strategies have been useful to you, consider sharing your own experiences with others. Comment, subscribe, and activate notifications to receive content that supports you on your journey to a fuller and more peaceful life. These practices may seem simple, but when they become part of your routine, they can have a profound impact on your well-being. And remember, as they say, don't let stress steal your life. With every conscious breath, every act of gratitude, and every moment of mindfulness, you're moving closer to a life where stress doesn't rule, but becomes a tool you can manage in your favor. You have the power to decide how to face difficulties and to choose to live from a place of calm. Finally, I encourage you to check out the latest episodes we've created, where you'll find more tools to strengthen your inner peace. Thank you for your time, commitment, and support. See you on our next adventure, where we'll continue exploring ways to cultivate a life in balance and fulfillment. Always remember, though the world sometimes feels like a whirlwind, you have the ability to find peace amidst the storm. See you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.